Ann Coulter, Media Blackmailing America. Vote Out Trump or Our Hysteria and Madness Will Go On. By Robert Krajicek on August 21, 2019. Many news media outlets are essentially blackmailing supporters of President Donald Trump and conservatives more broadly, with implied threats of continued hysteria and madness in the event of the president's re-election, assessed Ann Coulter in a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Coulter said, "Watching the hysteria of so much of the media, cable news, and 90% of the New York Times, it's as if the media are saying to the American people, we're just going to keep screaming, bloody murder. Every single night, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Unless you sign right here and agree to stop making Donald Trump our president. And if you will just give us your vote, all of this will stop. If you do not give us your vote, this hysteria and madness will go on. And there could be some people who say, oh, please, just make it stop." Coulter quipped, "The media are liars. They can't be reformed. They must die. Listen. Intimidation of those dissenting from left-wing and partisan Democrat orthodoxy is a goal of many news media outlets," determined Coulter. "To the extent liberals can force people to suppress open support for Donald Trump, obviously there are many Trump supporters who are still willing to be quite vocal about it. I think there comes a point that the things people are not willing to say publicly, they are also not willing to do privately," Coulter speculated. "Those who are cowed away from saying, look, Trump is better than Elizabeth Warren. He's better than the people Joe Biden would hire. If they get cowed out of saying it, and the media may be able to pull that off, they'll go in the voting booth and not vote for Trump. They've convinced themselves he's some sort of dangerous maniac." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.